Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, an enormous show for your Monday. We've got Money Monday with Hillary Kramer coming up, but also the leading candidate for the U.S. Senate seat in New Jersey, and a look at Super Tuesday, which is on the way tomorrow. It's all straight ahead.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something
interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is election season. Decision 24 is underway. And one of the races that is very, very important is the Senate seat that Bob Menendez will be vacating at the end of the term and what's happening in New Jersey in terms of his replacement. Democrats have a primary. Republicans have a primary. And the front runner for the Republican primary is Christine Serrano-Glassner, who rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough. Christine, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. Always a pleasure to see you. It's really been a great race so far. Well, we have been working every day. You know that. And we're going to keep at it.
That's what I want to ask you about right now, because New Jersey's primary comes so doggone late in the cycle. And the presidential race will be largely determined before then, which means that your race then kind of gets elevated to the top of the primary ticket in terms of why people need to show up for it. But they may think, oh, I don't know, they're all the same, good, whatever. So why do people need to get out in New Jersey and support you on primary day?
Well, people need to support me because I am the Trump candidate. It's that simple. And on that ticket, Trump needs to have the strongest possible candidate in that Senate spot. Hands down, that's it. You know that I endorsed the president. I was the first New Jersey elected official this year to come out and endorse President Trump. I like to call it 2.0, right?
But the great reset.
You know, we did that. Yes. And certainly none of the other Senate candidates have done that. I said, we've got to, and that was before Iowa caucus. And I said, we've got to do this because we've got to show the president, President Trump, that this is, sorry about that. We've got to show President Trump that New Jersey is behind him. And people have to, you know, people say to me, Kevin, I don't like some of the things he says. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like some of the things my kids say to me sometimes, but I still love them. I support them. That's how it goes. So people need to get over that.
Would you rather have somebody who says stuff you sometimes don't like or a president who does things all the time that you don't like? And that's the comparison for this next go around. If you're a tepid Trump supporter and you get like, okay, the tweets kind of got to me a little bit. Okay, fine. But did you like the policies? Yes. And were they better for America? Yes. Are Joe Biden's, is he a nice guy? Well, it turns out he's kind of not, but that's neither here nor there. It's policies are bad. The policies are what you're voting for in this situation, not personality.
Well, the Biden administration has shown us that they value power over life itself. I mean, look what they did. Look at these young women that have been raped and murdered by these criminals that they're just escorting into our country. And, you know, with the last one, poor Lake and Riley. And that touches me right here because she's a college junior and I have two college girls. Oh. I feel for that family. It's just horrible. But they didn't say anything for almost a week. And, you know, when he finally did, it was probably between ice cream bites. They don't care about life at all. If they did, they would close that border down. He would do something. He would do more. But every year you've got 100,000 Americans dying from that Chinese poison known as fentanyl. That's all Biden. He gets to own that.
Well, especially when, as I wrote in Town Hall over the weekend, he was hand-delivered a secure border in which migrants were being processed on the Mexican side of the border. Mexico was helping to enforce border security because Trump had very skillfully used tariffs to keep migrants there and to have the Mexican authorities helping. This is all and you know, it's interesting because Biden touted his national foreign affairs policy bona fides when he ran for the office. But he went hat in hand to Saudi Arabia, who wouldn't sell him oil. And he went hat in hand to Venezuela, our enemy, who pretended to agree that they would take deportees back. They announced this last week. They're not going to accept any more flights of deportees, mostly because what they've given us are their criminals. They've emptied their prisons and gotten rid of their criminals. And those are the people that they've sent to us. Christine, in New York City, as we speak right now, you have a Venezuelan crime gang that was all behind bars in Venezuela. They have now reformulated and now are operating, stealing mopeds and other things in the city left and right. We've imported a massive crime problem through Biden's migration policies.
That's right. And something is going to have to happen. They are going to have to be deported. Venezuela won't take them. I don't know where they're going to go. Could be a ship on the ocean forever, just sailing around.
Now, let's move to your race.
They can't stay here.
Let's move to your race, because Curtis Bashaw is a big a developer, entrepreneur. Cape May, Congress Hotel, people may know some of his accomplishments. But he chose to announce his candidacy on PBS. And I don't know a lot of Republicans that watch PBS. We've invited him on the show. I haven't heard from him as of yet. Your husband worked for Donald Trump. You are endorsing Donald Trump early and loud. Is the Trump candidate going to be the candidate for the state of New Jersey?
Well, what I know is that the anti-Trump candidate should not be the U.S. Senate candidate with Trump at the top of the ticket. And you can't pretend what you've done in the past. You can't pretend the fact that you donated to Gary Johnson. You can't pretend that your social media frequently had, you know, anti-Trump messaging on it. I mean, that's a reality. It should not be somebody like that. It should be somebody that has been in support of the president and his policies. And
so to be clear, you're saying that Curtis Bashaw has been anti-Trump consistently publicly and has now shifted his messaging to say that he was not.
Correct. That's exactly correct. And it's a simple fact. I like to look at the facts. I'm not interested in bashing any other Republicans.
Right.
I have no problem in going after Bob Menendez. That brings great joy to me. But I will point out the facts. And that's a fact. And so people need to decide, are you with the president and are you going to vote for a candidate that is also with the president now and has been with the president, has supported the president for a long time? You know, one of my greatest pleasures was that when I first ran for council, I got to be on the ballot with the president, and it was, you know, I saved it. It was a really special thing. And I would love to be on the ballot with him again. That's not why I'm doing this. This race is important. This is the first time in a lot of years that we feel like we really have an opportunity that we could win this seat and New Jersey could make a contribution to the nation. We have
to invest. That's what people need to remember, is that U.S. Senate seats really dictate policy for the whole country. It's a much different type of representation than a congressional seat where you're confined to your district. You legitimately represent your entire state. You're one of two senators to do that, but you impact policy that goes to every state far and wide. Speaking of which, this last week, the Supreme Court said that President Trump gets to stay on all the ballots. Is the judicial system working, Christine Serrano-Glasser?
I think that we all know that the judicial system has not been working in Donald Trump's favor for a long time. This is a country of democracy. And for states to independently decide that they're going to judge him and convict him of something that he has not been tried for, that's not democracy. I don't know what that is. That's a kangaroo court. But it doesn't belong here. And even in New Jersey, even with these counties, they should be operating in a democratic way. Democracy. Show Republicans that this is what we need to do.
Christine Serrano-Glasner, where do they go to help your campaign?
Please come see us at Christine4NJ.com. That's Christine with a C-H. Christine4NJ.com.
Great. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Great to see you.
Yeah, you too. Kevin McCullough coming back from Times Square. Don't go anywhere.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Bindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We do America first in the week because we are about putting America first. Kevin McCullough microphone. It's just that simple. And I've been arguing for weeks now that if you're not someone who's willing to do that, you've forfeited the right to be the president of the United States, because the first citizen should be about putting the country that he is serving first before other countries. That's just how simple it is. So on America First days, we have America First people joining us, and Hilton Beckham is back with us. She's a communications officer for the America First Policy Institute. Hilton, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Mr. Kevin, how are you?
I'm well. This week, a huge decision by the Supreme Court, day before Super Tuesday, 9-0, which means all four of the radical activist left-wing judges on the Supreme Court agreed with it. 9-0, Trump gets ballot access everywhere, always, forever and always. What's the lesson of this story?
Lesson is we don't listen to rogue actors in states deciding to make calls on their own, thinking that they can change the trajectory of a presidential election. I mean, this really just boils down to there was a few people in Colorado who thought they knew better than the people of Colorado and really the rest of America, and that they could decide who could be on a presidential ballot. And the Supreme Court did a great job of saying, absolutely not, putting them back in their place and saying elections are down to what the people want, the American people want, and that's who we're leaving it to.
Well, and not only that, they have said clearly now going forward, I mean, the precedent in this ruling is very, very stark. There's no ambiguity in what this ruling says, that states can have say over state ballots, but when it comes to seeking federal offices, they do not get the final say. As the 14th Amendment had already indicated, it's Congress that shall determine who does and does not qualify to be excluded based on the insurrection issue. So it's this is a very clear ruling, and it's a very lopsided one. And it's one that kind of shows the desperation, I think, of what the left has really tried to pull off here. If anybody thought that this was a real judicial, legitimate inquiry, all you have to do is see the Supreme Court's decision to kind of come to your own conclusion.
Oh, 100%. It was scary, but I think when the far left gets scared, they attack. And we've seen that over and over again with Donald Trump. They are trying to pull out all the stops and trying to sandbag his run for president. And hey, I love that they use the 14th Amendment against him when the 14th Amendment clearly states that they can't use that in their favor. It was like they used the very thing that tells them not to do something to try to do the very thing they're not supposed to do. I don't know. It's very lopsided and very all over the place. And I'm just shocked that the Colorado Supreme Court even let that slide to begin with. I also think it screams to a louder picture of our judicial system has gone down a really, really scary path. And that the American people can't 100% trust that the people we put in positions to be blind when it comes to making decisions like these, that we can't trust that they'll be blind and that they'll rule solely on the rule of law. So I don't know. It's a bigger question of where our judicial system is headed.
Well, this is kind of proof that the system works, though, because you had a state court that felt differently than the Constitution, and the Supreme Court unequivocally said you're in violation of the Constitution. And when you have a 9-0 ruling, which people forget this about the Trump years, he had more 9-0 decisions in his favor than any presidency in the modern era. And he had a lot of them. I think there were 8 or 9 that went 9-0 in his favor over the 4 years. And there were a number of others that were by solid majorities. So this is good news. Next up is going to be the immunity hearing that Jack Smith took to the Supreme Court. I didn't understand the strategy in him doing that, given that if they fine against Jack Smith in that case, and they've already said in other cases that president shouldn't have, you know, unlimited immunity. So there's not as much reason to think that they'll go 100% on this next one. But if they do fine against Smith and for Trump, that ends all of the court cases, and that's going to be decided probably before the end of April. Hilton, we could be looking at a very different scenario for the former president, just in terms of time management, by the end of the spring.
I know he might not have to campaign from the courtroom. What a concept, even though I think he would have done a brilliant job in the courtroom campaigning from there.
I haven't been able to keep up with him, and I haven't been with him.
I really don't know how he's doing it. It's absolutely insane, his schedule. But I mean, it speaks to his love of country. I don't think there's many people who would be dragged through the mud like he has just to become president again and get our country back where it needs to be. But yeah. Hey, these cases, it was really scary and hairy for a minute, but I think things are starting to rise to the top, and we're going to have a different scenario in the next couple months.
We'll see. We'll see, one step at a time. One of the big issues that continues to plague the American voter, and it's gotten worse, not better, in the last couple of weeks, is the and this is regardless of the predictable primaries taking the course that they take. This is the fact that there are more and more Americans concerned about the more and more dangerous border that we are dealing with. And just this last week, you had multiple Venezuelan migrants raping teenage and preteen children in the country. You have a Venezuelan gang that has more or less relocated to New York from Venezuela and is now operating like a gang, and they're stealing mopeds and motorbikes and other things in the city. They're attacking police officers. The guys that attacked those two NYPD in Times Square were part of this group. In Chicago, you've got an outbreak of continued violence in ways that you know can be attributed to this same group of people. Hilton, it's not gotten any better, and in fact, the American people are starting to come face to face with just how bad it is.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, for the longest time, we just kept hearing, you know, the border, you know, is being overrun. This is an invasion. And I think a lot of the American people's minds, especially in the early years of Biden, was just thinking this was a border problem. And, okay, yes, there's more migrants in our country now. But I don't think people really took it to the next level of, no, some of these people are actually very violent criminals coming in. And if 90% of asylum cases are typically bogus and they have absolutely no right to be here, and then on top of that, we have a ton of gotaways who don't want to be caught, even though it's the easiest time to be caught by a border patrol because they'll just usher you into the country, not by their will, but by Biden's will. I mean, what were we expecting? We have Venezuela, there's a lot of gangs there. And of course, if you're going to open our borders up, you think that people with ill intent aren't going to take up on that that offer? I mean, it's really scary. And I think what Lake and Riley, even though there's multiple cases like this, her death has really put a spotlight on this. And especially given that Athens, Georgia was a sanctuary city. And the mayor there was trying to blame it on, you know, some of the mean things that Trump has said in the past toward illegal aliens. It's just really sad where this is all going to. And we really can't take another 4 years of this if Biden is reelected.
Yeah.
I don't know where our country's going to be.
She's part of America First Policy Institute. She's the communications officer there, and she actually helps get the message out on all levels of what the AFPI is doing. We're going to take a quick break here in New York. Come right back with Hilton Beckham. Go away.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, do you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels, starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back from Times Square, Kevin McCullough. Last week I wrote in my column at Town Hall that there is no other issue. Seriously, there is no other issue that is as important as the border in terms of this next election. You could make the argument that energy and energy exploration is running a close second because it also has long fingers and prongs that reach into like five different areas of governance. But when it comes to the safety of our country, the safety of border towns, the safety of domestic households, the safety of our international security and threats against our country, there is no greater crisis that we're facing than the border issue. And on that note, President Biden and President Trump both went to the border this last week and they heard from people and they looked at things and they talked to folks. President Trump went to Eagles Pass, which is an actually really had been a very dangerous crossing for people that were coming into the country. Governor Abbott has done a great job of reinforcing the border as best he can. In fact, they highlighted on 60 Minutes last night, and I thought the reporter was an absolute moron. She was asking some of the dumbest questions I've ever heard. But President Biden went to Brownsville, where they have, like, on average, three people a month or something come across, and spoke with higher-ranking Border Patrol people that were kind of forced to be there with him. Here to discuss the reaction of the presidents and their visit is Hilton Beckham, back with us from the AFPI, America First Family, America First Policy Institute. Hilton, it was very telling, I thought, even for Saturday Night Live to open with a sketch that basically indicated that Biden's hiding. The punchline to every part of the cold open on Saturday Night Live was, well, he's behind closed doors, and behind closed doors, he's really strong and he's really powerful. The American people haven't seen the Joe Biden that's supposedly behind those closed doors this entire time. And it's very important for us to understand that until we get control of this issue, the nation suffers in increasing problems. And I'm just curious, from the American First policy perspective, what was beneficial about the two presidents being at the border at the same time? Or did you guys see anything that was beneficial?
I don't think it was beneficial for Biden to be there. In fact, as I said before, I don't think Biden should have gone at all. I mean, you're 3 years too late, buddy. What are you going to do now? Go there and admire the problem you created. Also, I'm sure those Border Patrol agents were cringing just being near him, given that they've turned into babysitters thanks to his policies. And also, too, Biden went to the very state he's suing for protecting their borders. I mean, isn't that comical? But yeah, Biden shouldn't have gone. I actually think Biden should have taken a little detour on Air Force One and gone to Georgia and visit Lake and Riley's family and apologized to them for the irreversible damage he has caused to them and the tragedy that they're going to have to live with for the rest of their life. Biden's already 3 years too late. His policies are the ones that's caused these criminal illegal aliens into our country, and the damage he's caused is going to take a long time to get over.
Even in his comments at Brownsville, he again brought back what I see to be a canard of saying that until Congress acts, he can't do what he needs to do. And, you know, if they would act on his legislation, there would be supposedly all these more Border Patrol and so forth. The truth is, we didn't need those extra Border Patrol or a lot of the stuff that's in his bill. When he came into office, he was handed a secure border that the wall was being built on, and migrants were staying in Mexico. I think that the administration sees Border Patrol's purpose as being facilitators of people that are coming in, and Trump's Border Patrol saw their job as to keep people out that shouldn't be here. Who's right?
No, I mean, you're exactly right in how you just painted that picture. Biden, it seems like they just want to throw more money at the problem and hire more agents to do more
to process babysitting. People.
Yeah, to process people and to look after illegals that have come into our country, but also still refuse to let ICE do its job in taking the people out that shouldn't be here. It's absolutely lopsided. I don't know how Biden thinks he has a leg to stand on. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to send him down to the border and talk to people that probably don't want to talk to him whatsoever. And also go to Brownsville. Like the day before that he arrived at Brownsville, I think there were six illegal aliens that crossed the border, just six. He went to one of the safest places he could have gone to. So, I mean, it was just a joke. No one takes him seriously. Everyone takes Trump seriously. And the polling shows it, that people know that Trump can actually fix the immigration problem, and they don't trust Biden.
Well, and to come full circle, now that the Supreme Court says that Trump must be allowed to be on every ballot in the United States, look out in November. I'm just saying, we're going to see some pretty amazing speaking by the people for what the people want. Hilton Beckham, doing a great job at America First Policy Institute. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming
Find
right back.
Find a reason Sometimes to be here where... that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, Super Tuesday. And per usual, we're going to speak with KT McFarland, who we normally speak about either fried turkeys or national security. But today we're going to talk about elections just a little bit. And KT, it is an important day today, because you have Biden and Trump actually in many of the states, both competing for their party's nomination. And I'm curious as to your thoughts about what that means.
Well, we all know Donald Trump is going to win. And the national security implications of it are really kind of interesting. I have a different take on it, which is Donald Trump is going to prevail despite the fact that he's had everything thrown against him. Not only the legal cases at the state level, at the federal level, trying to take him off the ballot, but even going back to his presidency with the Russia hoax, the two impeachments. And if you're a foreign leader, what's your conclusion to this? You're a foreign leader who may soon have to come up against Donald Trump in a negotiation or a face-off. You're thinking, whoa, that guy is one mean, tough, fill in the blank. This is a guy who's not going to fold. This is a guy who I'm going to really worry about. I'm not going to outsmart this guy, and I'm certainly not going to outstay this guy. So I think in an odd way, as far as the national security implications of all this, it probably strengthens Trump's position.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because as you and I have discussed on many shows leading up to this year, it's almost as though the bad actors on the international stage know that there's a window of time that they have. Does this accelerate plans by Xi when it comes to Taiwan? Does this accelerate North Korea's bellicose belligerence? Does it accelerate the mullahs trying to get a deal done with the Biden administration? What happens in the 8 months that we've got until you know, the election's done and we're looking at a new administration?
You know, I do think we're entering a period of maximum vulnerability for that very reason. I mean, there's a reason that Vladimir Putin has thrown his entire support behind Joe Biden and endorsed him for reelection. It's because he'd much rather face a Joe Biden than he would a Donald Trump. But as we get closer to the election, and it looks like Donald Trump has a good chance of winning, or even if it gets to the point where we think Donald Trump is the favored candidate, and it probably will win, the closer you get to that, the more these countries and leaders are going to look and say, Jesus, you know, my window of opportunity is narrowing. We know Biden. I know Biden. I've dealt with him. This is what they're thinking. I know Biden. I've dealt with him. I know he's a weak guy. I know he caves. I know he wants deals so that he can brag that he's got some kind of peace agreement here or there. No, he'll concede just about anything to get it. So I think that's when they press and that's when they push. And they're going to get very little pushback because they know that the day Donald Trump takes office, the game changes. All of a sudden, it's drill, baby, drill. And Donald Trump is going to drive the global price of energy down. It's going to bankrupt Iran, and it's going to bankrupt Russia. The Middle East knows that Israel is going to have a true friend in Donald Trump, and they're not going to be able to see the Palestinians or the Iranian proxies prevail. China's got to look at the drill, baby, drill and say, you know, we're one of the most energy-needy countries in the world, and if America dominates the global energy market, all of a sudden America has a lot of leverage on it. Not to mention the trade aspects of it and China's economic vulnerability on the trade issue. So I think you're all looking at this and saying, my window of opportunity may be closing. So I think you are going to see increasing aggression by Iran, Iran's proxies, by Russia. I think Russia will launch a major spring offensive into Ukraine, and I do think China will continue to harry Taiwan.
Yeah. Let's talk about an update in the Hamas Israel conflict. It seems to me that the offensive to take Rafah is going to happen. It seems to me that's the last place where Hamas is getting reinforcements by way of supplies and other things with some of the tunnels headed into Egypt. Does Israel do that with relatively little collateral damage, and are they able to see an end in sight if they do?
Israel's not performed. I mean, the IDF has not performed as well as people thought they would. You know, they've obliterated Hamas in northern Gaza, but the bottom half of Gaza remains, and that's where Rafah is. And Israel's not gotten the senior leadership. It's gotten a lot of the mid-level leadership, and it's gotten a lot of the public support of the globe behind the Palestinians' cause, and I guess that means behind Hamas's cause. So Israel, it's got one thing left to do, and I look at this as like the bin Laden strategy. Hamas figures, like bin Laden, I just need to survive. I just need to make it through until we have a ceasefire, until world public opinion turns so much against Israel, or the domestic American political situation, especially in Michigan and Minnesota, turns so much against Joe Biden that they're pro-Palestinian. We just have to make it through that. We can't let Israel destroy all of Hamas because we want to rebuild, like bin Laden. You know, after September 11th, American forces went in to Afghanistan and destroyed something like 90% of al-Qaeda. They didn't get them all, and the 10% escaped through the mountains into Pakistan and, led by Osama bin Laden, rebuilt, regrouped, recommitted themselves, and for 20 years, they plagued the world with terrorism and the Middle East with terrorism. I think that's Hamas's strategy. If they can survive, they win.
So what do you think Netanyahu's next chess move is then?
We don't know, because a lot of it depends on what Joe Biden does. Will he continue to support Israel with weapons supplies and intelligence, or is he going to dry it up? The big deal for Biden, and it's always political, domestic politics, for the Democrats and the Biden administration. They don't really care about the other stuff. It's how does it affect their ability to get reelected. They're worried about the Muslim population and the pro-Palestinian population in two states, Michigan and Minnesota. They need those two swing states to win. And without the support of those two groups, they have a much more difficult time against Donald Trump. So time is not in Israel's favor. Time is definitely in Hamas's favor.
That's an interesting observation. Let's move to China real quickly. This has been the overarching largest focus, or it should be, of what our concerns are. But how does it change if Trump comes to power? Does Xi back off from his kind of creeping, you know, desire for dominance?
You know, 2 years ago, I would have said that China's in a much stronger position, but China's never really recovered from COVID. Their economy is in trouble. I won't go into the details of it, but there are a lot of economic issues that are really affecting China right now. And Xi Jinping is going to be, you know, president for life. It's not going to endanger his ability to control things. But he's vulnerable. And so Donald Trump, who's extremely good at understanding trade and economics,
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final few minutes. It's not a legal issue, but it is one of, I don't know, I think it'll make us think a little bit more. A milestone was met in the NC2A women's division yesterday. Caitlin Clark, who has been shattering scoring records for the women's division of NCAA basketball, notched another milestone on her way to the top of the scoring charts yesterday. The Iowa sharpshooter scored 33 points as the Hawkeyes beat Minnesota. Clark surpassed Lynette Woodard for the major college scoring record with 3,650 points. That's a lot of points in 4 years for a college-age player. Iowa coach Lisa Bluder celebrated Clark's milestone and then took a shot at the NC2A for not recognizing Woodard's mark as the top scorer in women's college basketball. Woodard played for the Kansas Jayhawks in the AIAW era. I don't know what those things stand for. That was before the NC2A began sanctioning women's basketball. Bluter, the coach, said, "Tonight is the night of the real record. For some reason, the NC2A does not want to recognize the basketball that was played prior to 1982, and that was wrong." I didn't realize it was 1982 when the NC2A began acknowledging women's basketball for the first time. That does seem rather late in the game, so to speak. She said they just don't want to recognize it, and that hurts the rest of us who were playing at that time. There's no reason why that should not be the true record. Clark and the school celebrated when they surpassed Kelsey Plum for the all-time Division I record. Plum totaled 3,527 points at Washington. Woodard scored 3,649 points from 1977 to 1981. Then the coach went on to say, maybe the NC2A will realize that now, maybe it will be brought to their attention, and they will start recognizing those women who played in the 70s. Remember, they played with a larger basketball and no three-point line either. You know what? I forgot about that. That's true. They had to play with the men's ball and the and no three-point line, which girls have gotten very good at shooting three-pointers if you watch their game. Anyway, Clark recognized Woodard as well. The new scoring champion said, "I'm just really thankful and grateful to have those players who have come before me. It's super special. Obviously, she's one of the best of all time. It just still shows the room that we have to improve, and where women's sports is going is a really great place." Clark just sits 17 points behind LSU men's basketball star Pete Maravich for the all-time scoring record in NC2A men's and women's basketball. He scored 36-67 during his time at LSU. I didn't know that. That's pretty amazing that she may break the all-time scoring, even the men's champion, Pete Maravich, who was one of the greats. That'd be remarkable if she was able to do that. And she's gotten the record all on her own, and good for her on being able to do that. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place.